Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. In its first season, the Lansing United soccer team won its conference championship and then moved through a national playoff system, making it all the way to the semifinals before losing. Current state Scott Pohl is here with a look ahead at season two of Lansing United, the national semifinals in its first season of play. There's nowhere to go but up, right,
That's
Scott?
That's right. I suppose they could win the national championship, Mark. I talked this week with owner Jeremy Sampson about year two of Lansing United, with the season opening with a friendly match or exhibition against AFC Ann Arbor on Saturday, about what's in store for his team.
The success that we had on the field last year was tremendous. I mean, making it to the national semifinals of the MPSL, winning our regional title, and getting to those semifinals was far exceeding any expectations that I think any of us with the club had. All the credit goes to Eric Rudland, who is our head coach and our general manager, for putting the roster together, bringing players together from various backgrounds, ages, races, and bringing a group together who played for one another.
Now, as the team's success progressed last season, I wanted to ask you about how much you saw fan support growing and how big a factor fan support might have been on the field in winning.
Fan support was huge last year for us. You know, I had set a goal at the beginning of the season, not knowing how many people were going to come to the games, thinking if we averaged 500 fans a game, that would be pretty good. At the end of the year, we averaged just over 1,000 fans a game. And as you mentioned, as the season went on, we continued to see our crowds rise and grow. And that last regular season home game that we hosted against Detroit City at Michigan State, we drew 2014 fans. And to see that happen on that day was tremendous. We have a supporters group, we talked about them last year, called the Sons of Ransom. And they have grown in their numbers, but they bring a different atmosphere, some excitement to the game. And I know that the players appreciate that. They appreciate the support that those guys give in standing up, chanting, singing smoke bombs for 90 minutes. The players do appreciate that, and I know that went a long way in our success, especially at home. We didn't lose a game at home last year. We tied a couple, but we didn't lose any at home, and I think their support had a lot to do with that.
Well, I was wondering about last year's attendance in terms of the number of people that were soccer purists who would have come out anyway, people who came out because the team was winning. Some interest was spurred, I have to think, by the fact that World Cup play was underway at the same time. What kind of attendance goals do you have this year? Can you match that this year, do you think?
That's what keeps me up at night. Right? Last year it was just trying to get people to come. Now it's how do we increase that? And we put some things in place. We talked to fans after the season last year and said, okay, how can we improve? And a couple of things that they pointed out to us, they wanted the ability to buy tickets online. So we've created that through our website, and we've actually reduced the price for a ticket if you purchase it online versus buying it at the gate. So we encourage all fans to get those tickets online at our website, www.lanunited.com, prior to the game. The other thing was to beef up our concessions a little bit. Hungry Howie's was there last year and did a great job for us with pizza, breadsticks, and drinks. But fans, after a little while, wanted a little bit more. So we've really beefed that up. Hot dogs, popcorn, nachos, some more stadium-type concessions that they will be able to enjoy this season. So we hope with those two things that we've tried to do to enhance the fan experience, and again, increased marketing, increased knowledge of our team now that we're in year number two, that our attendance figures will continue to rise. So we have a goal again, and we'll see if we can match that this year.
We're talking with Lansing United owner Jeremy Sampson. His team enters its second season of play this weekend. Where will your games be played again this season? You were at the East Lansing Soccer Complex last year and had one game at the MSU soccer facility. Same sort of setup this year?
Exactly the same, Scott. All of our home games are at East Lansing, except for the one against Detroit City again. That will be at Michigan State, and that's on May 31st. But the rest of them are all at the East Lansing Soccer Complex. I think one of the challenges that the club has moving forward is, have we outgrown that venue? And if you would have told me that we would do that in year number one, year number two, I would have told you. I didn't believe you, but it's true. We're getting close to where we're going to have to look at some alternative ways for seating there and some different things, because it seats about 800. But there's lots of people that like to sit or stand, and there's room. But if we start getting to the 1,500 fans a game, that's when it starts to get a little uncomfortable, I think, for fans to be comfortable and watch the game.
I looked at your schedule, Jeremy, and your regular season opens with four straight home games starting Saturday against AFC Ann Arbor. One of those games on the 13th is the opener of the U.S. Open Cup against a team from Chicago. So let's start with what the U.S. Open Cup is.
The U.S. Open Cup is the oldest soccer tournament in the United States of America, and it's really our national championship. It's an invitation-only tournament. This year, there's 91 teams who have been invited to play. It starts out with amateur teams and works its way up as the rounds progress. Professional teams then come into play. We were invited to play in the tournament because of our success on the field last year in winning our conference and also winning our region. But I can't tell you how proud we are as a club to represent not only the National Premier Soccer League in the U.S. Open Cup, but Lansing, Michigan. And to kind of put Lansing on the map nationally, not only to be in the tournament, but to host a game, I think is really great for our region. And again, if we're successful on the 13th, we would host a game on the 20th against a professional team out of Louisville.
Jeremy Sampson owns the Lansing United Soccer Club. The first game of their season is Saturday at the East Lansing Soccer Complex against AFC Ann Arbor, starting at 7 p.m. The team had open tryouts again. How did that work out? Did you find players?
Yeah, you know, one of the best stories, I think, from last year is a young man by the name of Austin Dunn, who's a local guy. He went to Perry High School and was attending Olivet College, playing soccer there, and really wasn't on our coaching staff's radar last year. He came to the open tryout. He was very impressive. They brought him in. He practiced, started in our first game, played very well. He was the only player last year that played every minute of every game, and he came in through the open tryout. So it just goes to show how important these tryouts are, that you can find a diamond in the rough. You can find somebody who has not been seen, who may not be on your radar. This year we had 40 guys come out to our open tryout, and the coaching staff, again, has identified three or four players who could potentially help us. And as we go through the next couple of weeks and bring our players in that we've recruited and mix in some of these other players, we'll see how they actually fit into the roster this year. But that's always an important process for us, because there are so many good players, not only in this area, but in this state, but in this region. You can't know about everybody, and you may miss somebody, and that's what makes those tryouts so important.
I wanted to ask you about Beacon Field, this new plan that's coming out in Lansing to build a soccer field in the city of Lansing. How much do you know about it? Are you involved in that?
We are involved in it pretty heavily. Scott Dane, who is the executive director of CASL, Capital Area Soccer League, and they're the umbrella for all the youth communities who have teams in mid-Michigan. I think they have 24 or 25 different communities who sit under their umbrella. This is really his brainchild. And what it is, it's a pickup soccer field. It's going to be made of turf. It's going to be located downtown. It's not going to be a field that anybody can rent. It's going to be pickup, like you would go play pickup basketball and come on with your friends and say, hey, I've got next. And so Scott and his group reached out to see if we would be supportive of his project, and we are. We're supporting in many different ways, financially, helping him get the word out through flyers at our games, social media, whatever we can do. It's a great project for the city of Lansing. They did something like this similar in Brazil last year for the World Cup, and was highly successful. And so anything that we can do to help grow the game in mid-Michigan, we want to be a part of, and this is certainly an endeavor that will do that.
Lansing United will kick off the 2015 soccer season against AFC Ann Arbor on Saturday at 7 at the East Lansing Soccer Complex. Jeremy Sampson owns the team and is hoping for the same kind of success the team enjoyed a year ago. Thanks, Jeremy, and good luck.
Thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.